The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, things seem to be getting just more and more serious in Israel in respect of the COVID-19. Looks like half your government's in quarantine.
Well, it's not just half the government that's in quarantine. I mean, this morning we woke up to news that our health minister, Litzman, and his wife have exhibited symptoms of COVID-19 and are going into quarantine. But Prime Minister Netanyahu, who came out of Bidud yesterday, well, last night, to address the nation in his now almost weekly update, has to re-enter Bidud because he came into contact with Litzman. So it seems that the PM can't get a break. I don't know, maybe he's looking at what's going on and thinking, I could actually do with some quarantine. But also yesterday, some of the top brass who actually are fine at the moment, Aviv Kochavi, the Ramatkal, the Chief of Staff, and several top generals also in Bidud in quarantine. But the big issue at the moment is the Haredim, and in particular Bnei Brak. But before we get into discussions on that, let me update you on the latest stats. And this, you know, the numbers are high because we are really, really testing a lot. Almost 8,000 tests conducted yesterday. So we have 6,211 people with confirmed cases of COVID-19. Sadly, we have 33 deaths. Most of them, or the majority of them, elderly people with underlying or pre-existing conditions. And, you know, it's heartbreaking because, as we've said a few times, that these are, you know, we don't look at them as older people. We look at them as our subbers and sufferers, our grandparents, people who are very, very precious to us. Also, the IDF starting their unit that will deal specifically with issues relating to our older citizens, and we're very, very proud of that. Also, news coming in last night that the highly affected area of Bnei Brak, this is traditionally a ultra-Orthodox stronghold, a Haredi stronghold, is cordoned off. And as of earlier today, the IDF have deployed their 98th division, which is several hundred troops, to maintain barriers, to monitor who is coming in, who's coming out, to make sure that people have access to medicine and have access to food. They will not be used to enforce the restrictions, but they will be there to make sure that people are safe and they have everything that they need. And they are in the moment undergoing the rigorous training for that. We could face up to about 12,000 soldiers that might be used across the country, and specifically in Bnei Brak, to keep people safe and to try and do everything possible to stem the spread of COVID-19. Also from Bnei Brak, about 4,500 elderly people. These are mostly people over 80 who will be taken from their homes and given accommodation in hotels specifically for quarantine to protect them and keep them safe from any kind of infection. The rate of infection is extremely, extremely high. They say that like an expected 75% of Bnei Brak could be infected, and this just adds to our increasing stats. I'm just going to go through those stats again. We have 6,211 confirmed cases of COVID-19. We have 107 in a very, very difficult or severe condition. We have 33 people who have passed away, and we have 289, that figure also going up significantly, of people who have recovered. And stats coming in from the World Health Organization in the West Bank, 155 confirmed cases. We still don't know the death rate yet and the recovery, the latest recovery, and we're waiting for stats on Gaza. But at the moment, we're looking at the situation in Bnei Brak. Also, what people have to understand, because there's a lot of conjecture, what is happening, why particularly B'nai Brak, we have to look at the fact that many people in these communities don't have cell phones, they don't use internet, so they're not getting the information as timelessly as, you know, the rest of us are. And we're really trying to get the rabbinut, rabbis, leaders within the community to cooperate. Also, in now, literally 2 minutes ago, COVID-19 testing facilities opened very close to the Mer Shearim. That's in Jerusalem, another Haredi stronghold. And also in the Arab neighborhood of Jabal Mukaber, another testing facility there. I know I got a response from South Africa earlier today about what's happening with Arabs. Let me just reiterate, and I'm going to reiterate this again and again and again. Cooperation between Israel and the Palestinian Authority continues. It is our prerogative, our imperative, and something we're doing very, very well to protect both citizens and, of course, Arab Israeli citizens who are citizens of Israel. They are not Palestinians. We have to make that very clear distinction. Citizens of Israel are getting all the communication, all the help, the exact same treatment in Arabic.
Erlene, I'm being a little slow perhaps, but as I understand it, you can't go more than 200 meters from your home. So I'm trying to understand the meaning of cordoning off a city in the context of a lockdown. I mean, what does that mean?
We can't go 100 meters from where, which for me literally means I can take out the garbage and maybe go to the recycling bin on the corner of my, on the corner of my street. But, the issue is because we've had, problems trying to, you know, to stop the spreading, because we've had issues with the Haredim, you know, not responding, not listening, not respecting the laws of social distancing, we now have had to cordon it off. And of course, it's resulted in a lot of accusations coming from members of the community, the mayor of B'nai Brak, accusing the health minister, who himself is Haredi. In fact, today he had to be taught how to use the internet, and he had to be given an internet line at his home because he's in Bidud. The mayor said, "You are turning B'nai Brak into a ghetto," but at the end of the day, our prerogative is keeping people as safe and as healthy as possible.
Because you're ahead of us, I'm going to ask you a selfish question, really. There seems to be a lot of contradictory information coming out of South Africa as to masks or not masks. Where is Israel on that issue?
Israel is, we now have to cover our faces, not necessarily with masks. If you can cover with a material or scarves or whatever, but we have to have our nose and our mouth covered when we go out.
Okay. And finally, we've got some time. We are going to get to speak about the LL rescue missions today.
Well, can I say, I had tears today watching the footage of the first ever LL flight landing in Melbourne, Australia. As you know, I'm very partial to Australia. But to see that LL flight coming in to rescue 280 stranded Israelis was something very, very special. And this is just one of a number of flights. As I said yesterday, I was very, very privileged to interview Captain Ofer Aloni, and I'll be writing an article on that to be published next week about the flight. And, you know, he was on the flight to Peru. We've done flights to Nigeria, Mumbai, to Perth, Australia, to Bogota, Colombia. These are maiden voyages for LL. LL has never flown before to Lima, Peru, to Bogota, to Perth, or to Melbourne. And just knowing that it's in the ethos, not just of our army, but of our country, that we don't leave our brothers and sisters behind, whether it be on the battlefield or whether it is in a case like this where they are stranded because we have a global pandemic. And just the incredible story coming from Captain Aloni, describing how excited air traffic controllers in Peru were to hear that El Al, for the first time, are coming through. They're landing, very, very special, and how they created a sterile environment on board the aircraft. And, you know, we say in Hebrew, kol avim, you know, we are all responsible for each other, and you really see it in cases like this. And I think Israel is so far the only country that's embarking on these rescue missions. But, you know, for us, as we say, every life is sacred, whether it's Boban, Zeda, Saban, Safta, or whether it's a stranded citizen around the world. We will endeavor to do everything to keep each other safe and to look after each other.
Rolene Marks, you live in a remarkable, incredible little country, and perhaps that explains why Israel does so well every year on the World's Happiness Index. Maybe that's exactly it. 5:30, Rolene, we're going to leave it there. Shabbat shalom to you. Be safe.
Shabbat shalom. Keep healthy, everybody. Be safe.